Riding Home with Steve Jackson on The Drive. News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
All right, it's 524. We got a few minutes here to kick into Justice Gone Wild, our weekly Monday segment with attorney Michael Fiumara. Hello, my friend.
Hello. I feel like I've gone wild on a Monday here.
You've gone wild?
Well, yeah. Mondays are not the easiest days for counsel sometimes. That's just how it goes.
Really?
Yeah. It's either court is just in a complete array or disarray, and calls come in, and people from the weekends have DUIs and all kinds of other problems. It's just what it is. It's hurried, crazy, and frantic. So I'm here. Maybe I'll try to talk a little slower.
Were you in court today?
I wasn't, but the lawyers from our law firm were in court. So that's a kind of a blessing in a disguise.
When you're in court, I just can't imagine. We all, you know, from all the movies, all the the TV shows, it seems like every network TV show pretty much has something to do with court drama, courtroom drama. I mean, how does it compare in reality when you're in court in Sonoma County Superior Court compared to what we see in movies and TV?
It doesn't, not at all. And in fact, there's one of them that... criminal intent, and then there's the one with the New York. I can't think of the name of that firm, but it's like so compartmentalized. It's crazy that you have the Superior Court, and that's the real lower court in New York, and that one is just ridiculous because there's just not that kind of compartmentalization where everything is done 1, 2, 3, 4. It's here backward, sideways, and then you're. You're in court and it takes so long, you have to wait and wait some more, and then you have to pick the jury, and it just takes forever, and then there's gamesmanship, and it's just a nightmare
and
for
somebody. It's
all behind the scenes sometimes.
It doesn't take an hour with commercials like it does in television.
Maybe we should have commercials in charge, and then the system would work better with some private input. I don't know. It doesn't work at all like television drama. So Hollywood has a magic to it, but there's no magic here in this county courthouse.
These days I want it to be like the TV show Bad Judge with Kate Walsh. Have you ever seen that? Where she's the wackadoo judge who drinks and parties. I love Kate Walsh, and the show's pretty funny, although it got canceled after its first season.
I wonder why, but it's Judge Judy that has this New York ad. She's just absolutely a character and a real...
Well, now there's a whole channel, the Justice Channel, with all these people, whether they were... actually real judges or not, I don't know, but I don't understand why they're so popular.
Well, look at Madeira. She had something, Madeira goes to jail or Madeira does prison. I mean, that's more realistic, I swear to God, than it is them.
What's that guy's name? Tyler Perry. Yeah, Madea.
If he or she ran for judge, I'd vote for her any day of the week. I think that would add some real flavor, and not only that, it would be more realistic.
There's a lot to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit after the break about crosswalks in Sonoma County. And also the situation that we talked with Assemblyman Mark Levine about with the Andy Lopez Park and some of the things that happened over the weekend. We're going to discuss separating the coroner's office from the sheriff's office, which, again, as I said to Robert Edmonds from the Sonoma County Law Enforcement Task Force, few minutes ago, I just can't believe that the sheriff is the coroner. Everywhere else I've lived in my life and worked in radio and covered areas on the radio as a news person, whatever, the coroner is a doctor.
Yes, a medical
it's
doctor.
Separate from the sheriff.
Right.
And the task force is urging separating those two, and we'll talk more about that as well. What else is on your mind these days?
I think, no, that you hit it on the head. I mean, the whole Andy Lopez Park, I don't understand what the big controversy is, that it can't be named a certain name because it might invoke some feelings that might be adverse to some particular faction. It just has to be named. There has to be healing, and that park needs to go forward. I did see an article not too long ago that there was a ceremony, or at least there was a, it says tensions high at site where Andy Lopez was killed.
Right.
It sounds like they tried to have a meeting there, and Supervisor Efrain Carrillo was booed, and a few other things happened. But that's to be expected. That's freedom of speech. We have to have people speak their mind. Otherwise, we live in an autocratic society where everything is chilled, and I don't think chilled speech is the way to go.
All right, Gilbert in Santa Rosa is on the line, but we'll take the break. Gilbert, can you hold?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, man. We'll be right back on The Drive.
You're listening to a Sonoma County original, The Drive with Steve Jackson, on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
538 on your Monday Drive. We're in the middle of Justice Gone Wild, our Monday segment with attorney Michael Fiumara. Let's go to the phones. Gilbert is on the line. Hi, Gilbert.
Hi.
Thanks for holding. Question for Michael Fiumara.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there anything that can be done about these powerful halogen lights that people's cars have now. I mean, they blind you. And
oh, I hate that.
Yeah, the truck comes behind you. I have a regular car, and old car, and they'll just block out my lights, so I can't barely see the road in front of me.
There's some technology. Thanks for calling. There's some technology that you can actually have installed on your older car. It's a rearview mirror, which will actually deflect most of the high intensity lights, and that's one thing you can do.
But it's totally legal, though.
It is, unfortunately, because what they're trying to do is go to much more efficient lighting. You can just notice that from looking around Santa Rosa. They replaced a lot of the older yellow lighting with the high powered LED lighting. They're finally doing that. They're never going to get to Fountain Grove Parkway. That's going to remain shrouded in dark. So if you want to drive there, you'll be able to drive really well. but in any event, the lighting is a trend that is moving toward halogen, which is very white and very bright, as well as LED. So there's nothing illegal, but they can't have their high beams on. That's illegal when they're traveling the same direction as you are. So, watch out for high beams. That's even worse. You can really be blinded by that.
But it's all totally legal.
Yeah, so unfortunately, it is legal.
I try to not drive at night anymore just because I'm old and my night vision has gone down the tubes.
I'll let DMV know, and they'll take your license immediately.
Yeah, I just got my license renewed. I passed the vision exam.
What about
without,
the drive?
Without glasses on. Driving? No.
Yeah, we have quite a few clients that are older that sometimes pass the written. They're very smart, they know the rules and regs, but sometimes the driving is very difficult because they'll make them park on a hill or in a very short coned area.
I have no problem. Right, I could take a driving test, but they give those during the day.
Right.
They don't give those at night, which they probably should to
senior citizens. Are you recommending that nighttime? That would be
cool. Yeah, I would think so.
I think it's a good idea.
As long as they don't ask me to do it.
Oh, okay. You're an exception.
Okay, we were talking to State Assemblyman Mark Levine about Andy Lopez Park. Martin Espinosa wrote about it this weekend in the Press Democrat. Tensions erupted during a kickoff celebration marking the start of planning for a neighborhood park at the Santa Rosa site where Andy Lopez was shot and killed by a Sonoma County deputy. And Mark was there. As Martin Espinosa points out, at one point, one of the activists interrupted State Assemblyman Mark Levine, saying, blah, 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 when Sonoma County Supervisor Efrain Carrillo asked the activist to refrain from such behavior. The activist repeatedly flipped the bird at Efrain Carrillo. There were signs that the activists wore that said, welcome to Andy's Park. Another sign said, fire Gelhaus, etc. And as Mark Levine said, tensions have been high and will continue to be high over this whole situation. Thoughts from Super Attorney Michael Fiumara.
First of all, we're not France, so free speech and the right to speak one's mind is a good thing. Then we know where people are coming from instead of hiding and building bombs and being terrorists. I think it's a good idea to have everyone at the table. And some people do not feel that they are at the table or invited to the table. And so this is what they have to do. I know what it feels like to be an outsider, to be marginalized, to be victimized. And I honestly have feeling for these people. All right, the middle finger, that's not a nice gesture. I'm not saying they should do that. But I like the fact that they're there watching and scrutinizing, because I think this park needs to be built. I think there's $471,000 that the state was able to find in its coffers. Who knows if the feds have any money? Who knows if we can get money from private donors? I think it needs to be built. It's going to be a healing process. That's what we really need.
One activist, Michael Rothenberg, who's a member of the Justice Coalition for Andy Lopez, and I mentioned this to Assemblyman Levine, that much of the anger, he said, and frustration comes from a feeling that the county has been ignoring their call for some form of action to be taken against Gelhaus. Rothenberg was quoted as saying, "You can't just ignore us for a year and then expect, because you want to have a party, that everyone is supposed to put on a smiley face." He said, "It's a sad moment to be here commemorating, it's definitely Monday at 5:42, commemorating a park where a 13-year-old boy was shot dead by the police."
I agree. I couldn't have said it better than he did.
So I think that a lot of these activists thought that this was kind of a celebration and a political moment for local politicos, you know.
Yeah.
And I understand their feeling.
Yeah. Was the DA there, by the way? I don't want to pick on her, but was she there? Was the chief of police there?
As far as I know, no, but I can't say that for sure.
Right. It would have been nice if everybody was there. I think it's good to come together, and I like the fact that there are groups and organizations that are watching the process, because I know there's a commission, but they're limited and straitjacketed by the protocol that they have, and it's nice to have others who are stirring the pot, because you don't get anywhere in this country unless you push the envelope or push forth your rights. I mean, Selma, Alabama didn't happen just because people wanted to cross a bridge. They had a lot of other issues. It's what it is in this country. You're not going to get anywhere until you push, shove, and in this case, there's a little bit of shoving. So I think it's the natural process.
In your opinion, should the park be named Andy Lopez Park?
Why not? What's the reason for it not to be? It's commemorating him, and it's commemorating a spiritual renewal, I think. When people think of the park, let them think of the person who really was the catalyst to have this done. This wouldn't be happening if it weren't for Andy Lopez, honestly. The board and the city and the city planners, they've all been sitting on their hands. This park has been needed, or this
it's
park
been
is
in the
needed.
Works for 20-some years.
Good. Now it's being sped up. So.
Yeah, we were talking before the break about the Sonoma County Law Enforcement Task Force. We had Robert Edmonds on just before this segment. One of the suggestions from the task force is that the offices of coroner and sheriff be separated. And again, I'll repeat my situation is that I can't remember ever living in an area where the coroner was not a medical doctor and separate from the sheriff. But here in Sonoma County, Sheriff Steve Freitas is also the coroner. He is not a doctor. I don't understand how that works.
He can't
do autopsies. He's not a medical doctor.
That's true. And it's a big conflict of interest, because I would imagine under their protocol, they can actually hire a doctor of their choice. But I don't want it politicized. I think it's better that the Board of Supervisors, along with, let's say, county administrator, who is, long-term person who is there with, the best interest of the people, they propose a doctor, and then it's approved by the entire Board of Supervisors. Would be a better way to get a good qualified doctor to make real objective decisions.
Medical decisions.
Medical decisions,
exactly.
Not political. We have enough politics.
Exactly. And this is, my opinion has nothing against Sheriff Freitas, but it just seems so obvious that it's prudent to have a real medical doctor as the coroner. And you and I don't know if this was on the air or off the air, but talking about the coroner should not be elected. It should not be an elected office. How are you going to elect a coroner? You got guys running?
No.
And then God knows what political affiliations or situations could happen there. You're right.
I
agree. Should be appointed by, and this is what the task force is recommending, that it be appointed that office by the county administrator and hopefully finalized by the board.
Good. Yeah, that's how I feel. And a good doctor is not a Democrat or Republican or independent.
Right.
They are a good doctor, first and foremost.
All right. Andre is in Santa Rosa, has a comment. Hi, Andre.
Hi. One of the things, when I've talked to people about the Andy Lopez thing, is that it seems strange. Usually we name something after somebody who's accomplished something, somebody who's sacrificed. When we do have a memorial-type situation like this, maybe if they considered a park to honor all of the people that have been killed by law enforcement here in Sonoma County. And there have been more than one. Andy Lopez wasn't the first.
No, there has been many.
Probably not the last, unfortunately. But if I were to put a concept for it, I would rather see a park that kind of honored both sides. That you have a memorial to those that have been killed by law enforcement, but also to have a memorial to the law enforcement that have given their lives in service to the county. And carried to the nth degree, you would have the peace officers in this county take their oath of office, for lack of a better term, there, with maybe an addendum of not to, you know, to do their training, to not be so quick with the deadly force, pledge not to put any more names on the wall, either the people they're dealing with or themselves.
Well, it's hard to argue that point. I don't know logistically how that would work, but
I'm just saying you've got two sides here, and if you cater to one side, you're always going to have somebody on the other side. How about finding a middle ground to, like I said, to recognize that not all peace officers are bloodthirsty monsters, and you know that people, unfortunately, sometimes are killed in tragic ways.
Could you see like a memorial, a couple of memorials, one to that lists the names of fallen police officers, and another one people who have been killed by the police?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Well, I just see it that his life, 13-year-old life, was tragically ended. And so that's sort of the catalyst. But my brother was a police officer in New York City. You can't get any more dangerous than that, especially in the 60s and 70s. So all I want to say is that I have a lot of respect for most officers really do a great job, and they're very motivated by doing the right thing. It's just a few that have done bad, just like there are a few attorneys that do bad. It's everybody has its own.
I agree, we're polarizing over one individual. How about the kid that was killed in Sebastopol?
Which kid
had mental issues, holding a knife to his brother's throat, and they killed him? You know, we've had a lot of people in this county that have been killed over the years by law enforcement. Their families are grieving. Their families should have something. Maybe this is some place where to have an impact on people, to remind them that this has happened, it gives, you know, when a new officer comes in, you know, there's something that you don't want to put another wall, another name. You don't want to be the person to put another name on that wall.
What about the Trejo Parkway? When I first moved here, Officer Trejo was shot down and killed. I remember that tragedy. And yet there's
Highway 12 over by Willie Bird.
Yeah, right, exactly. And what happened is they named part of the expressway or the highway here in Sonoma
County. It's the on-ramp from Highway 12 to northbound 101. I travel it all the time and see and his name out there.
Right, and that's great, and there's no controversy. What we should do is, my recommendation is to call it the Andy Lopez Park, but maybe have certain memorials to different groups of people, and so everyone can honor the dead and those who fight and those who are, you know, good, honest people. You know, this kid has been demonized. I'm really upset about the fact that he supposedly had marijuana in his blood and so on and so forth. You know, that's what they
that
say, but what about the police officer? We all have to be fair and square. I think we all want the same thing.
But if we don't attribute it to one person, so does the next child that gets killed also get a park?
No,
the next person is killed?
Andre, maybe we could call it Sonoma County Memorial Park.
Right. That was exactly where I was starting, is a memorial park that honors those that were killed by law enforcement, but to also honor those, to remind people that there is a balance. There are two sides.
To honor peace officers who were also killed in the line of duty.
You know what I say as an end to this is that I tell clients there's your side and then there's the other side and then there's the truth. There's not just two sides. There's really three sides. Your side, my side, and then the truth. And I think, you know, naming it the Lopez Memorial Park with something added might be good, but I really want to see something that shows that this park was only pushed forth and made a possibility because of Andy Lopez, because I don't think this would be, we wouldn't even be here right now. The park wouldn't even have this much of a start and hopefully a finish soon if it weren't for this tragedy.
Andre, I think...
Then my last comment then would be, you call it a memorial park, you maybe put Andy Lopez up front.
You make great sense, my friend. I appreciate the call. Thanks
thank
so
you.
Much.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that point, and I'm not going to. 552 on the drive. The person he was talking about, the kid in Sebastopol, was Jeremiah Chass, I think. Yeah.
Yes, he had bipolar condition. Yeah. He was holding a knife to his brother, allegedly.
The Sonoma County Law Enforcement Task Force is beginning another meeting in 8 minutes in Santa Rosa. Again, they have recommended, besides the fact that the coroner's office should be separate from the sheriff's office, or at least the coroner should not be the sheriff, and I completely agree with that. They're also talking about an auditor who would be a civilian watchdog of the sheriff's office, the Sonoma County Jail, and the probation department, while still offering privacy protections to law enforcement officers that are required by state law. This was a recommendation that has come out from the task force. In order to function, the auditor program would require willing participation by the Sonoma County Sheriff, which, of course, is an elected office. The sheriff would have to agree to share internal documents, investigations into other officer-involved shootings with the auditor and his staff in order to make this happen. Steve Freitas, the sheriff, said last week that he would be open to the idea of some sort of independent civilian oversight program. How would this work? What are your thoughts on it, Michael?
You know what? It's kind of convoluted, and most people don't understand it. I hardly understand all of it myself. But back east where I'm from, we had a public advocate that that the taxpayers paid for this person to actually look at some of the agencies and determine whether or not they were doing things in light of or in line with the protocol, rules and regulation, and the legislative intent. And that was a good idea, and I think there should be some oversight, but that's why we have grand juries. But these grand juries in Sonoma County are weak. They don't have all the tools.
There's no funding.
Exactly.
There's no way.
Exactly. So we need something that's taxpayer funded, almost like you talk about political campaigns should be funded by taxpayer dollars, because at least you get fairness. I'm not proposing that, but I'm saying something along those lines might be a good way to do this.
All right, let's take one last look at traffic before we wrap up your Monday drive.
I'm Dennis Miller, and you're listening to my favorite liberal, Steve Jackson, on the drive. But for some balance in Sonoma County, check out the Dennis Miller Show, weekdays 1 to 3 on 1350 KSRO.
All right, we only have 2 minutes left. This is Justice Gone Wild with Attorney Michael Fiumara. Now, you brought up a couple things that we will move to next week, but this 18-year-old driver who ran into six cyclists, one after the other, he was apparently intoxicated.
Right.
There was the kid you mentioned about the...
The kid is only 16 years old, who drove through Santa Rosa at a high speed of 100 miles an hour on a motorcycle, and then went calmly to his house in Skyhawk and was duly arrested for... You know, felony evasion and a few other choice.
That's a wealthy neighborhood.
Yes,
so
it
is. Did he steal his dad's motorcycle?
It didn't go into detail, but it's a disturbing trend. 16 and 18-year-old young men who are speeding and recklessly driving. Either
and often intoxicated.
Yeah, yeah. Or meth or even those high energy drinks, which I do not drink. I don't need.
Oh, no, you don't. Thank God you don't.
Yeah.
No, those things would kill me. My heart would stop in 20 seconds, but. Yeah, it is a disturbing trend, and we're seeing it more and more. So that's something I definitely want to discuss next Monday.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It's fiumara.com, FIUMARA.com.
Yeah, that's right.
That is the website for the great law firm of Michael Fiumara. Coming up tomorrow, Reclamation Road Radio with Michael Bug Deacon. I think he's back from Hawaii. We haven't heard from him, but why should we? He's in Hawaii on vacation, for God's sake. And what else is going on tomorrow? Anything off the top of your head? Oh, and it's time for Off the Vine with Carissa Cruz. Yes, we're doing a special segment. We're going to talk about what happened in Sacramento last week, which was one of the biggest wine industry parties of the year. And other than that, have a great Monday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow on The Drive.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, Santa Rosa, Petaluma, Rohnert Park, at 1350 AM and the new FM 103.5.